We are actually, as a board, a very committed board. I mean, we decided at the end of last year that absolutely, as a board, we were going to do what needed to be done. We've actually restructured some of the committees, the working committees of the board. So we are a working board, and we are working together towards, you know, a very specific end for NBAF.
Is it too early to start talking about what initiatives you can bring to the board in terms of telling people, hey, we're not dead yet? This is why you need to partner with the National Black Arts Festival.
I have been talking to long-term sponsors over these last several weeks since I've become board chair, and absolutely there is a story to share and tell. And they, because they also want to be successfully linked with our organization, they see the work that we are already doing to position ourselves for sustainability, because that's the big question for us is how do you sustain yourself? So internally as a board, we've been working a lot on some very specific infrastructure and kind of management and oversight kind of initiatives to really put ourselves in a position to build back up from, you know, the foundation that we're kind of now at.
What kind of initiatives are you talking about?
So as a board, we've been doing a lot of work around financial oversight. And, you know, we've hired a top-level financial consultant. We've come up with a financial plan. We are successfully controlling and managing our expenses. We actually have taken our expense budget way down from really prior years, but even any recent years. And so that allows us the opportunity to, you know, be able to really be fiscally prudent.
You say you've hired a financial consultant to sort of come in, so you're actually spending more money. When I look at the financials for the last, from 2009 to 2011, and there's been a decrease in revenue, and that's not uncommon for nonprofits. Yep. It sort of fluctuated because in 2009, well, the fiscal year 2009, it was pretty positive, and then 2010 was bad.
Yeah.
2011 was worse.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say that coming out of the recession, I would say that, you know, we probably did not realize that it was going to last as long as it did and have the kind of long-term implications that it did, even in terms of funders and how businesses and corporations look at funding. And so as those years went on beyond it, we found ourselves needing to adapt, and we hadn't anticipated needing to adapt. So 2009, you saw what you saw. 2010 was okay. 2011, that's when the impact really, really hit us because we did not necessarily make some full changes that we needed to coming out of 2009.
The biggest question that's on everyone's mind, and not just in the arts arena, but here in Atlanta, because this is such a huge annual event.
Yes.
Will there be a National Black Arts Festival this summer? This is the 25th
anniversary.
Will there be one?
It won't look like festivals of the past because we really are being mindful of our financial position. So what we are doing is we are actually going to span our events over the course of 2 months. So we'll have events in July, August, and September, and we're going to have three different focuses across those months. So July will kind of be our Let the Celebration Begin, and we'll have specific events then. August will be more of a family and community focus. And in September, we're doing a thought leadership piece.
Was the board, was there consensual support of this? Was it,
yes.
Everyone's on board with this?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody is on board with this.
We're used to having 2 weeks of a concert, of an artist market, the Children's Village, people coming in from really all over the world.
Right.
So you're going to break this up into 3 months?
We are. And we're not going to have it be as grand as what you just noted, because this is a different kind of a year for us. So we will have artists and we will have artist markets. We'll bring some people in from, you know, around the nation, but we'll also be using a lot more local artists. You'll still have the vendor marketplace. You'll still have the music and the soundstage. You'll still have the Legend Celebration, although that will be a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say retrospective, but certainly a look back over 25 years of amazing moments.
How is the organization looking in terms of sponsorships for over these next 3 months? Is the money in place, or are you still out trying to grab partners or saying you need to come on board now?
Yes, both. We absolutely have commitments, and most of our long-term supporters have already committed to us, and we are doing the work that we need to do to continue to talk to and approach other sponsors as well so that they can come on board this year.
This is a major event for the city. Is the city of Atlanta helping at all with any expenses, or are they kicking in some dollars here?
Absolutely.
How much?
The city of Atlanta has always been a great supporter of the National Black Arts Festival. And so we are working with the city, and they are very supportive of our efforts. And I think, you know, what you said earlier is very true. I mean, the National Black Arts Festival, it is an important institution to this city, and it is important to the cultural diversity and offerings of this city. So absolutely.
And looking back at that now, those changes would have been maybe a decrease in...
Yes, maybe some of the stuff that we're doing now where we really are controlling expenses, where we really are saying, okay, you know, what do we have? What are the most important things that we're doing that we need to continue to do?
So give an example. I know there's been a huge reduction in actually just employees.
Right.
How many full-time employees does NABF have now?
We have a full-time employee, and actually, I consider myself part of the interim leadership. We have another person who is full-time, who is also our interim executive director, and the two of us, I would say, really are the people who are interim leadership right now. And then what we're utilizing is part-time consultants to actually help us get the work done.
This organization still needs a president and CEO.
Yes.
You've gone through... two, three?
Mm-hmm.
What's the challenge in finding the right person to come in and stick around for a while?
So here's what I think. I think NBAF has actually been very fortunate over its history in having great leaders at the helm. You know, it is not an easy task, so we definitely as a board have work ahead of us to identify and find a candidate who has a real business acumen and still a passion for the arts and can fundraise and be the face of the organization. So that will take us some time. But I mean, I have no doubts that we'll find that person. The other thing that as a board we're doing is really thinking through infrastructure. And so what does the organization look like? What are the key priority positions that we do need to have in place to make this be an organization that is sustainable?
Sonia Halperin, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.